my mind. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back, Wayne Madison, a very prolific writer. Most recent book, La Affaire Petraeus, The Benghazi Stand-Down, and the Plot to Carterize Obama. You can reach Wayne Madison at waynemadisonreport.com. There's a ton of information available at his website. Welcome back, Wayne.
Hi, good to be back with you.
Yeah, welcome back, Wayne Madison. How does this Decade of Death book, the previous book from your latest book, I think the title is Decade of Death, Secret Wars and Genocide in Africa, 1993 and 2003. How does that figure into what's going on with the Benghazi and the Gaddafi, you know what I mean, takeover? Tell us a little bit how that all comes out, how that works together.
Actually has quite a bit to do with Benghazi and Libya. The U.S. established the Africa Command during the George W. Bush administration, but the groundwork started with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, in cooperation with some of his key Africa advisors, and one of which was Susan Rice, who is a very controversial now, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. During the Clinton administration, she was Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs under Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State. And Rice and Albright, their policy was to basically adopt these pro-U.S. dictators. I might add that all these pro-U.S. dictators, many of them had been former Marxist guerrillas who just decided to switch allegiance. They saw they could make a lot more money hitching their wagon to the United States than they could in remaining out in the field fighting with the various leftist guerrilla movements. But when the Africa Command first started, it really was not very well thought of in Africa. Many people thought it was an attempt to militarize the continent. That the U.S. is only interested in the oil and other natural resources on the continent. And one of the countries that really resisted being part of it was Libya, Gaddafi. Gaddafi had his own plans for Africa. He wanted to create an African currency unit backed by gold, not backed by the dollar. He had the money because he had the oil, and he was considered a threat to these long-range and short-range goals of the United States. So he was eliminated. I have to say that I think Gaddafi, having been in his tent in Tripoli in 2009, it was pretty clear that this is a guy who, you know, history was bypassing him, and he didn't quite arrange for a successor. I know he talked about his son succeeding him, but he really made no plans. And when this Arab Spring broke out around the region, I think it caught Gaddafi totally off guard, and he was eliminated in a very brutal way. But he had been trying to negotiate with the West, but it's quite clear that what the United States wants, and Obama is a product of this CIA background, with his parents being involved with the CIA, his Kenyan father coming to the United States on a CIA-sponsored scholarship, with his mother being a longtime advisor for the agency in Indonesia and elsewhere, and his maternal grandparents being OSS and CIA, OSS during World War II. So we've got a president who has a more of a CIA pedigree than even George W. Bush had, with his father being the director. And one of the reasons why Obama did not succumb to this Pentagon and part of the CIA's attempt to turn him into a Jimmy Carter is there's a lot of people in the agency that have a lot of money and time invested in Mr. Obama, and they don't want to see this guy go. So this was his survival was because he had people in the agency who were basically pulling for him, and hence the affair of Petraeus became public. I'm quite certain Obama knew about this affair at least a month, if not 2 months, before Petraeus' resignation. Unlike Jack Kennedy, Obama has allies in the CIA, so they could not get rid of this guy as easily as they did President Kennedy in Dallas, because Kennedy had enemies everywhere.
Do you think, Wayne, that there was an intelligence operation run against Petraeus by either, you know, his lover, girlfriend or something, or someone that was using her to gain access to him and gain information or something?
No, I think Paula Broadwell was part of the operation with him. I mean, the plot by Petraeus and these other top generals, I mean, these are his old cronies. This is General Allen down here, and I'm actually in Tampa right now. I've been looking at this whole issue with the Central Command and Special Operations Command, and this Jill Kelly who surfaced. Now, Kelly looks like a very, like she's just out for publicity, but I believe the fact that Kelly met with a senior lawyer for Obama three times, including just 2 days before the election in the White House, is an indication that Kelly was giving information to the White House about the extent of the operation to embarrass Obama with Libya. Kelly seems to be much more than just a socialite who was holding parties, swank parties for the military commanders in Tampa. And I think that's where we're going to see this story go. And in the book that I wrote, I spent a lot of time on Jill Kelly, not as a socialite who had this access to the bases, but as somebody who could have been being used by the White House to get information on the extent of the operation to embarrass Obama.
Boy, this thing is getting deeper and deeper and more intrigued. Well, I mean, it's like a mystery novel, is it not?
Well, it is, and usually these scandals are that way. I mean, it was, you know, with Watergate, Iran-Contra, and the rest of these big scandals, it's like peeling back an onion. You know, with Watergate, it wasn't the break-in of the Democratic headquarters, and with Iran-Contra, it wasn't just trading arms for hostages. There was just so much else involved with it, violating basic laws, for one thing, and it was the entire panorama of the scandal that helped bring, brought Nixon down, almost brought Reagan down with Iran-Contra, and you know, with Lewinsky, of course, we know that had to do with much more than just President Clinton's affair. There was, you know, real estate deals and all kinds of other things involved in that particular scandal.
Yeah. We've got one segment left. Collect your thoughts and let our listening audience know where they need to go and to your site and everything else, but we'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back to our guest who, this is our last segment with Wayne Madison of WayneMadisonReport.com. Welcome back.
Charlotte, that's Madison, Wayne Madison. Yeah.
Madison, okay. I'm not saying that properly,
yeah.
I apologize.
No, you're saying it, yeah. Now, it's Madison. Welcome back, Wayne Madison.
Good to be with you.
Have I
okay.
been putting it in there? I apologize.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. We know who we are, right, Wayne?
I'm reading it. I do apologize.
I was just hoping that some of my enemies out there think they're looking for Madison, and that might
be a
little
well, hey, Wayne, is it Wayne James Madison?
Madison, I apologize.
Okay, hey, Wayne, tell our listening audience what's going on out there in your own mind about what's the best advice you can tell our listening audience. And, of course, your website is WayneMadisonReport.com. We have it up on our site. You can click off in there, go in there. He's got excellent books. His in-depth reporting is bar none the best. But tell our listening audience what they need to know, Wayne.
Well, I think one of the big things that's coming up here is this, all this talk about the fiscal cliff. We have to be careful when certain terms arise all of a sudden and that we haven't heard before. We remember the last time it was called a shutdown, a mass shutdown of government. Now it's called a fiscal cliff. What essentially they're talking about is anyone who's been following what's going on in Greece and in Italy, but the worst case is Greece, pensions being cut. People worked all their lives and they're seeing their pensions disappear or being slashed severely. People going to food banks to buy food. No, people can't afford medication. High unemployment. This is the result of the banker-directed austerity programs, which we're told is because the Greeks lived so high on the hog for so many years, now that they have to pay for it. No, the elite of Greece lived high, and now we find out that many of these wealthy Greeks have their money in Swiss bank accounts, 2,000 of them, including the mother of the former prime minister. This is what's coming to the United States. It's just taken a while. It's hit Italy, it's hit Spain, it's hit Ireland, and now it's coming to our shores. And what they're talking about is a massive cut in Social Security, basically eliminating Medicare. I don't know, you know, they can say, well, Obamacare is taking the place of Medicare. We don't really know what's in Obamacare. But we do know Medicare. It's been around since the 60s. Social Security has been around since the 30s. And they are getting ready to slash and burn these programs. And people who have paid into these all their entire lives are going to be left holding the bag. Austerity coming to the United States is being called the fiscal cliff. We will somehow go over the fiscal one way or another, but people who are getting ready to retire should really we haven't seen the worst yet. It's going to be awful. And just read up on Greece and what's happening in that country, and I'll give you an idea what's going to be happening here.
Right. So you're advising people into getting into tangibles like silver and gold and real money, huh? Would that be a good idea? And
well, but you know, when you go to sell, you know, we know this from Greece too. People who have started to sell their tangible, they're getting shortchanged too. So I guess the thing is you know, the basic necessities, have sources for medication. Have sources for food, because we're going to see skyrocketing inflation like we're seeing in Greece right now. It's really amazing, and no one's covering that situation in that country, because the people who control the media are the same people who are in bed with the bankers. They don't want people to know how bad it is over there. They certainly don't want anyone to know that this economic tsunami is heading to the United States.
Right. What's your ideas about European Union? Can it stay together, or are the weak sisters going to fall out like the pig countries, like Greece? What do you think?
The European Union is nothing more than a contrivance for the bankers in Frankfurt and London and the Eurocrats in Brussels. I would like to see the European Union fall apart, because it's not what it was intended to be. It's an uneven system. And now we know that with Scotland talking about a referendum for independence and Catalonia talking about leaving Spain, the EU is saying, well, if you do that, you're out of the EU. You'll have to reapply under our terms. And the people of Scotland and Catalonia are saying, wait a minute, we're members of the EU now. Why didn't that apply to East Germany when they became part of the West Germany? They got in under they came into the EU and were in sanction. And so they're saying, wait a minute, this is a raw deal here. I think it's time for the EU to just fall apart. I think it's not what it was intended to be. And as I say, it's bankers and unelected people in Brussels who are calling the shots, and saying, you know, this place can be independent, but this one can't. I think it's a bad idea. I think all these supranational organizations basically are a bad idea, including NAFTA that we see here in North America. And another one people are not hearing about is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That is a very secretive operation now by the U.S., Japan, Australia, and other countries to basically extend what we have with NAFTA all throughout the Asia-Pacific region.
And that is ongoing right now. Is that what you're saying?
That's going on. Those negotiations are going on right now. So when we saw President Obama over in Cambodia and Myanmar and Thailand and Hillary running all over the area, this is what the discussions are about, in addition to confronting China militarily, which is a fool's errand. I was in Beijing in September, in China for the whole month of September, and we do not want to take on a country of 1.6 billion people. Believe me, Khrushchev threatened Mao Zedong with that back during the Cold War when they had their border problem. And Mao said, look, if you're going to nuke us, Mr. Khrushchev, I want you to know that for every 10 million Chinese you kill, there'll be 100 million coming across your borders. And Khrushchev thought otherwise.
My gosh. You know, North Korea was I think they delayed a launch of a missile, and the Japanese are swearing they might shoot it down. Is that a serious assertion by the Japanese or not?
Oh, wow. One of the funniest things when I was in Beijing was trying to talk to people who have better connections to this hermit kingdom of North Korea than anyone else. And, And even the Chinese are perplexed. They don't know really what's going on inside North Korea. We have this Kim Jong-un, the grandson of the founder of North Korea now, taking over, and it's really hard to say what's going on in that country. But I would point out that the U.S. had negotiations with North Korea back in the 90s. Madeleine Albright took a basketball over to Kim Jong-il, signed by Michael Jordan, and he loved it. And it seems like he gave that guy a basketball and all the porn movies he wanted. He was ready to do a deal. And
Okay, Wayne Madsen, we've got to go here. Thank you very much. Anything from you, Charlotte? Any comments?
Just a thank you to him.
Okay, well, thank you, Wayne Madsen. We certainly appreciate your time and trouble.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler and my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. George, I hope I didn't pronounce that. Wayne Madsen's name wrong that whole time.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I passed
did
on
I?
A message
or
to you.
Or did you just, did I just do that last time?
I passed a message on, but didn't get to you in time. Anyway, open phones. The Secret Truth call-in line is 1-800-259-5791. So call us here at The Secret Truth. Our call-in line is 1-800-259-5791, and we'll let you get on your soapbox and make pronouncements or make a statement or ask a question or whatever. Wayne Madsen is probably one of the most interesting guests that we'll ever have on this program. He really digs deep, doesn't he? He went over to Indonesia and China. When he was researching many of these angles on Barack Obama's, his young childhood and where he lived in Indonesia there, his stepdad was Colonel Sotero. And Colonel Sotero and his mom evidently were involved in looking at a bill down or liquidation of the communists in Indonesia, which were viewed as a threat to democracy, freedom and democracy. And there was a big, Sukarno was deposed and taken out, and Suharto was brought in. There were big oil interests, big mineral interest people there, and it reads like a wax museum of who's who, you know. But anyway,
Redeem myself and let the listening audience know, spelling of his name so that they can reach his website.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
Madsen, it's Madsen.
Right.
Wayne is Wayne. Madsen is Madsen, and then it's report.com.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you'll find his books there, and he's written some really fine books. This last book on Benghazi, Petraeus and so, the L'Affaire Petraeus, is a little over 100 pages, but it was a rush job, so he had to get it out. But he said that Jill Kelly, he spent a lot of time on Jill Kelly out of Tampa area, and she seems to be involved with all these top generals, and they were flying them around, her husband and them, all over the place. And so, I mean, you know, we don't know, we don't have all the answers yet. But go ahead and go in and look at WayneMadsenReport.com site. And, Charlotte, when you've been in the service like that, I mean, these top generals, are they forever, or these young women and young ladies forever trying to get close to them, or what? What's the problem there?
Well, I have no firsthand experience or knowledge of that myself. My experience was that most, if not all, general officers I ever interacted with were just fine. I mean, professional, duty-oriented, focused on mission. I never rubbed shoulders with those that were doing the political scene in Washington, D.C. or other places around the world. What about you, George? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I was a tool pusher there up on the hill in Berlin, you know. But we were right there. We were doing our mission. We had a hands-on mission, a very important mission. And we never saw any of the top people. We didn't, you know. We had colonels around, lieutenant colonels, and that's about it. In the units that I was in, we didn't have any higher ranking people than that usually. And so, I know men, and when it comes to sex and their lust and so forth, they can be pretty weak, you know. And
well,
so,
I served at a theater level command. I got to see a lot of 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star generals come and go. And, like I said, I didn't observe any inappropriate behavior. We weren't there, and it's just really difficult to find out what happened. Hopefully, Wayne will
you know, his book, it would be well worth the read, I would think. Perhaps he'll have more deep, information about exactly what happened with Petraeus.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. On this African connection, my information over the years, and going back 15, 20 years and looking at AIDS and these other debilitating diseases that all of a sudden Africa is full of, you know, my angle on this is eugenics, okay? And the top people in the world, the top power, you know, at the very top of the pinnacle of the so-called pyramid on the capstone, you know, level. I don't think they think much of the blacks. They view the blacks as animals and low animals, you know. And so for them,
thinks that way?
The top people in the world, Charlotte, that run this world, they view the African and the black people as animals. And so they've been pursuing a policy of eliminating those people, especially in Africa, through a eugenics type of approach. Okay. Because they want to go in there and grab those resources. Africa is a large continent. It has a lot of resources. Of course, I don't support that at all. I believe that the blacks and the Hispanics and the Orientals are humans just like you and me. Okay? But I'm describing the way the real top echelon group thinks about these lower level people. And they don't think much of them. So to them, eliminating Africa and the people there, that's part of the policy from what I can tell. How about yourself?
Well, I think they think all people that below a certain income level, you know, they have a term. I've heard the rumor mill say that, you know, we're all worthless eaters.
Right, right. But
I'm not sitting on top of a gold mine or a diamond mine or any particular natural resource, so I'm not in that way.
Well, within some of these mystery school systems and some of the top people in these, secret societies, their idea is more Aryan in, you know what I mean? H.G. Wells wrote about the Aryan civilization. The word Aran is that word, okay? The cradle of civilization was in that area, and this was supposed to have been a far advanced civilization. And so these people at the very top with all the money and the power and so forth, they consider themselves to be the elite, okay? And so as far as they're concerned, there's many people below them, and it's falling out along lines of money, is it not? Huh? So the pecking order is all money, about money, you know what I mean? If you don't have any money, you're nothing. And it doesn't matter what you look like, you know. Now, if you're black and you got a lot of money, well, you'll fall in. They'll put you in a position up there. But they consider the African population in general to be expendable. That's all my studies have concluded this. Eugenics is being played out in Africa right now. It looks like to me that they didn't anticipate the uprisings from the Muslim Islamic rebels and so forth in many of those African nations. And right now they've got a counterinsurgency operation throughout Africa. What AFRICOM is being utilized for and being structured for and being mobilized into is to take out all of these so-called rebel groups that are Muslim-based. And also they've got the Chinese in there that are grabbing up resources too in the sub-Saharan country. It was really evident in Libya when all those Chinese had to get on boats and evacuate, or they were in there working the oil interest for China. So China is in there grabbing up resources as fast as they can. So the United States and the neocons see China in there as a big rival. They also see that these Islam, Muslim type of operations, and they're going after them with they're putting up blimps. They're going in with forward-looking infrared type operations to spot them, to identify them, and take them out. But anyway, we've got to go here for a break, and we'll be back and make our final comments. But give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Nobody on the Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Porter, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Yeah, Charlotte, we've got Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air live with The Secret Truth. What do you got to say tonight?
Good evening, George and Charlotte.
Yeah, welcome
back. Thanks for the informative show. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, Wayne Madsen, he's one of the best. He really is. He's had the experience, and he uses it well to get the truth out there about different things. Very accurate. You know, folks, this whole apparent effort reflecting the military, and according to You've had on Gordon Duff fairly recently, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Gordon Duff was on another program earlier this week, and he talked about that there were two senators, two conservative senators, actually conservative, not just posing as such, one from Arizona and one from South Carolina, who were also involved, at least in their own way, if not conjunctively, directly or indirectly, on some level in a general effort to, as I say, and you have talked about and touched on this during the program, and I believe Wayne did too, but not specifically, and that's what I'm really getting at. Jim DeMint, I thought, well, maybe it's Lindsey Graham and John McCain, because I've always seen them as being at least moderately influenced by the powers that be, and not in any kind of or not tending toward any camp of rebellion or subversion of the policies of the Obama administration. And I see these policies as being well worthy of being disagreed with. I think we all agree on that. You know, everyone who's actually following the true issues and gets down to the actual causal level of these actions and policies that are put forth, they certainly reflect nothing good and have nothing in them about any kind of, you know, the best interest of the American people or any positive aspect of interest whatsoever. It's all against us and our welfare on the economic level, on the political level, on the policy level. So this is the first time that I have seen any in the Beltway, Washington, D.C., government personnel, whether it be military or civilian. And Jim DeMint, by the way, resigning earlier this week, I thought, you know, because he certainly didn't seem to be off of his stride. He was only in the, I believe it was the third month of his second six-year term. So he had a long way to go in his current term, and he's very enthusiastic, but he's always kept a relatively low profile. I don't know who the senator from Arizona that Gordon Duff mentioned could be or would be, but I think it's very likely that Congressman DeMint, from what I've heard him say, you know, in recent years on different issues, that he stands for certain things. And he's really unusual in that sense compared to the rest of the Senate. And I would appreciate it in the future, George and Charlie, you know, if you can find out, you know, maybe contact Gordon Duff and you can get some specifics about what this was all about. You know, maybe we've got some hope. Maybe there are some less than black hats and tending toward at least gray hats, you know, that have enough disagreement morally, because I think it would have to be a moral disagreement, because otherwise it's just the strict agenda of the Illuminati that's being manifested through the presidency of the United States. And either you're on the bus or you're off the bus. You know, that's my view on it. But, you know, future research on your part, because I'm not on the Internet, and future research on your part would be much appreciated by me, because nobody's broken this down yet. I don't believe Alex Jones has even touched on it. And Alex usually covers anything that's relevant.
I saw Jim DeMint up in Chantilly, and he's a real strong Ron Paul, and he was beginning to be a Rand Paul colleague and partner. And they forced him out for some reason. I don't know what it was about.
Like I say, you know, Gordon Duff had mentioned that he didn't mention them by name, but he had mentioned that there was a U.S., two U.S. senators, one from Arizona, one from South Carolina involved, and then Jim DeMint resigned literally 2 days later, earlier this week, after Gordon Duff had mentioned that. So if you can find you have contact with Mr. Duff.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So.
Okay, Mark. Hey, thank you for your call.
Hey, you bet. God bless you. You and Charlotte.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good night. Okay, Richard from Austin, you're up and live on The Secret Truth. What do you got to say tonight? How you been?
Hey, thank you, George, and thank you, Charlotte, for taking my call. Yeah, you know,
bet.
I listen all day to different shows, and I even listen to the Jamie Foxx show sometimes. I've even called there a couple of times, and this is my point. I talked to some of the co-hosts that they have. One of them is a pretty popular host named Corey Holcomb. and a rapper named Ice-T's wife, former wife, Darlene. Now, they talked about some of the black elites that are behind some of the conspiracies that go down between black folks. And I know you remember Kofi Annan and Cujo Annan. These people need to be called out a little bit more. You know, they've taken advantage of their subjects, you know, in the black African countries. And
sure.
Now, let me get more to the point. I go to, there's a magazine called Black Enterprise. And I checked out who sits on the board of a lot of these gigantic corporations. Now, if you go to Monsanto's board, lineup of chairmen of boards and all the other positions they have, there's always a couple of black faces on there. So we always have willing participants to take advantage and to set up the black community. Like a lot of these black leaders in Africa, the white countries and China, they don't just waltz in there without the, I'll just say, the participation of the leadership. Like when Ali fought George Foreman in Zaire, Ali's wife made a point to point out how John King and the president of Zaire, Mobutu, took advantage of the people. So we got to start highlighting too. Now, these people are called black boule. There's a whole, we'll just call them a whole classification called the black boule. They're like the gargoyles of the Illuminati slash whatever you want to call them, that elite
right.
class. They do all the dirty work. So we got to start pointing these people out too. This isn't something that goes on in black communities and in the black countries without a lot of aid and participation of our black leadership. So that's all.
That's an important point. Some of the leadership in these African countries is playing ball with the big power, the big money powers, and they're making millions out of it. They're selling down their, they're selling out their own people, right?
That's right. They know fully well these vaccines are going to help eliminate a lot of their population. You know,
yes.
Alex Jones point out a lot how the now when they see these vaccine trucks coming, these Red Cross trucks coming, these Bill Gates trucks coming, they just take off running, and the police force of the ruling military will track them down in the next village and bring them back at gunpoint and force them to take these vaccines. So these are black-run operations. This isn't all just white elitists doing this. We got to start pointing that out. We have some real traitors among us that are
black. I think that's a good point, Richard. I really do. I think that's an excellent point that you're making.
It's the truth on every race that's how it's happening globally.
That's right, but it's just not talked about enough. Cujo and Kofi Annan did more damage to Africa. And what Obama's doing is just off the charts. Cynthia McKinney even pointed out last week on Joyce Riley's show, she said it's amazing how a black man ran for office using the righteous designation of the civil rights movement, and now he's killing more Africans than any president has. You know, I mean, this guy, Obama, and he's got everybody under like a Bengali-type mesmerized state of mind, even my own family still believes in this guy. So we got to start pointing out these
Richard, people. You know, a lot of people before Obama got into office felt that the whole sole purpose of Obama was to get into Africa. By having a black American president, that would somehow ease everybody's tensions.
One important point here is that the Libyan thing was way off the constitutional requirements, even under the War Powers Act. I mean, he totally ignored Congress. So, I mean, if our voting public out here could just wake up a little bit more, maybe we could, you know, do better at the polls. But, and, you know, the choice were Romney or Obama. So, anyway, it wasn't a good choice. But thank you, Richard, for calling in and making that point. We certainly value your opinion. Okay, thank you a lot. Well, Charlotte, you got any closing comments here?
No, I just want to apologize to Wayne Madsen for pronouncing his name wrong. That's okay.
Well, thank you up there, James, for the engineering tonight. We appreciate everything. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Thank everybody at GCN.